Day. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking a lot of things. GM, as a matter of fact, standing by is a gentleman who's going to be telling us about a really cool promotion that's going on within the Chevrolet side of the General Motors equation. We'll talk to him about this promotion, and we'll also talk to him about the upcoming Woodward Dream Cruise, which is going to be happening the third week of August, the Saturday, basically the streets of Woodward, all stretching all the way from Detroit all the way out to Sterling Heights. And it's one of those things to put on your automotive bucket list at least once in your lifetime. You must go out and see this absolutely spectacular event. A little later on, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who has put together a film. It's a documentary. It really blew me away, to be honest with you. I wasn't expecting it to be anywhere near as fantastic as it is. I've only seen the first 20 minutes of it, but it is extraordinarily well produced and shot, and it's all about the Buick Grand National. Along the way, of course, we'll take your telephone calls at any time. We love hearing from you guys anywhere, toll free at 855-660-4261, or reach out via the email bob@boblongradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Also, cast your votes for the folks at Wash Drops on Facebook. They're naming their mascot the Frog, and they would like some folks to vote. So do so when you get a chance. I'd really appreciate it. But right now, let's go to the guest lines here on Auto World and bring forth one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He has been an industry veteran in working with a number of different companies, including the Kelley Blue Book and IntelliChoice, a veteran automotive journalist and television personality. But now he is the head of consumer affairs for General Motors, and he gets to drive all the cool GM cars way before anybody else. James Bell, welcome to Auto World. How you doing?
I'm just great, Bob. Thanks so much for having me on. What a kind introduction.
Well, let's begin by telling everybody about this spectacular program that you've put together, and it's all designed to get folks who haven't looked at the Chevrolet brand in a while. And you and I have talked about this before. There are lots of people that have a lot of misconceptions. They're thinking 1970s, 1980s. They haven't been or been inside or driven a Chevrolet in a long, long time. So this program is designed to get people to take a look at Chevrolet. Tell us all about it.
Well, I think the name itself explains a lot of why we're doing this. It's called the Chevrolet Confidence Program. And it's because we have spent, the last couple of years turning over about 70% of our product lineup. It really is a refreshed line. Vehicles, as you mentioned, that maybe it's been some time since you've been in a Chevrolet product or any General Motors product, to be sure. But Chevrolet was something we're really proud of because it's such an iconic brand. But if you haven't been in one in a while, you're going to be really shocked. And I think that there are a lot of perceptions, some earned, some unearned, but there were perceptions that needed to be changed. So we thought this program would be the right way to do it.
And this is available, which is very unusual, because usually when you think about programs, it's usually, you know, certain cars, certain trucks, certain models. But right. You guys have really taken the lid off everything. This is available to every single vehicle within the Chevrolet portfolio.
That's right. Not only every Chevy, so you're talking Volts to Corvettes to pickup trucks to you name it, but also on the 2012 and 2013 models.
Oh, so that's great.
Yeah, so, you know, when I first heard that we were doing this, that was my first question. Oh, it seems to be a bit of a model year transition type program to help them clear out the old and get ready for the new. But actually, it's not. It's on all Chevrolets that are in the showrooms now, no matter the model year, no matter the color of the trim. So it's a great way to reintroduce yourself to the brand.
And certainly, if they haven't been into the Chevrolet showroom in a long time, they're going to be in for a whole lot of surprises. Let's begin by telling folks about the incredible global, and we should underline that, global sales success of the Chevrolet brand. You guys are selling not only here in the U.S. in record numbers, but all over the world in some very tough markets.
Yeah. I mean, Chevrolet and Cadillac, for that matter, are the two brands that we are going forward with as you say, global brands, those that we really need to succeed all around the world. And I think that, Chevrolet is a brand that means something pretty consistent around the world, and that's kind of a vehicle that the average family can afford, doesn't hit you with too high of prices, but then over-delivers when it comes to content and style and value. So it's an important brand for us. And I don't know if you know this, Bob, but I saw some numbers that in 2011, a Chevrolet was sold somewhere in the world every 6.6 seconds over the course of the year.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep.
Let's tell folks a little bit more about the details of the Chevy Confidence Program. As you mentioned, it's available on every new 2012 or 13 model year vehicle purchase, and it's called Love It or Return It. That's part of what we're talking about here. You have an opportunity to do not your regular test drive around the dealership, up maybe a back street or two, and
right.
Then you've got to make your decision. You're allowing people a whole lot of space here and a whole lot of opportunity. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, well, the way it works is, first off, we've put out some special pricing on all the different vehicles, all the different Chevys. It's a kind of a one-price-for-all program, knowing full well that if a dealer isn't making a couple bucks himself, when you go back to have service work done, he may not be there. So we've come up with a program that's fair to both the consumers and the dealers. The dealers are very happy with this program, and early consumers are as well. So you're able to buy the vehicle without, the traditional and often painful negotiation process. And then once you get a hold of it, you've got 60 days, really, to drive it the way you want to. And we have some limits on, any damage that might be done to the vehicle or too many miles. I think the program allows up to 4,000 miles. But within that first 60 days, if you decide that the vehicle is not for you for some reason, you can just bring it right back to your dealership, tell them so, hand the keys back, and off you go. So it's just, as you say, it's much better than any sort of what we call a traditional test drive, which is not usually more than about 5 minutes around a couple blocks around the dealership.
I love the Total Confidence pricing, because even if you're a seasoned automotive buyer or a truck buyer or SUV buyer, it's always a little bit daunting going into the dealership because, the haggling process can be, in some cases, a little bit painful for a lot of folks.
It is, yeah, and it's unfortunate that that's the way the business, the reputation that it carries. Having said that, it is an earned reputation. There's plenty of horror stories where people were, just really had all the fun of buying a new car taken away from them. So we're trying to interject that back in, knowing that you're getting the fair price and that, you can go forward with that confidence, knowing that you've done a good job before you even walked in the showroom.
And folks can find out more information about the program just by logging on to ChevyConfidence.com. A little bit earlier today, I was pricing out a wide variety of vehicles, and there's some great savings to be had. So I would absolutely recommend anybody who's interested in taking a look at purchasing either a 2012 or 2013 model year vehicle, take the time to check out this great opportunity at ChevyConfidence.com. And that's the key element here, is the confidence factor, because, I mean, when you look at the conquest buyers that have come into the brand, I always tend to cite the Camaro, one of my favorites within the Chevrolet portfolio. But, I'm friendly with a lot of the folks on the Camaro team, and they're so proud of the fact that lots of folks who had never owned a Camaro or a Chevrolet or even an American car have purchased the Camaro.
That's right. Yeah, it has really kind of brought people back into the fold. And it's a vehicle that I think surprised more than anybody else. Ford, the Mustang has really been the king of that segment for obviously for so many years. And they're called pony cars after all. And we knocked the Ford off the pedestal in 2011.
Cool. Straight ahead, more with James Bell, head of consumer affairs for GM. This is Auto World.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We want to say hello to everybody listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Waterloo, Iowa. Everybody listening in Portland, Oregon on KPAM, and everybody listening on all of our other great affiliates around the nation, around North America, and everybody listening online at GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. The head of consumer affairs for General Motors is with us. Chevrolet is building on the momentum of record-breaking global sales and the total transformation of its product lineup by making consumers a bold new guarantee. I love this line here. If you don't love it, return it. That's what it's called. The Chevrolet Confidence Program includes the elements of loving it or returning it and total confidence pricing. And James Bell is telling us all about it. And James, as we touched on, you know, lots of conquest buyers have come in to the Camaro, but this is also true with, you know, some of the other vehicles within the Chevrolet portfolio. I know a neighbor of mine here in Massachusetts just recently got a Traverse and extremely happy with it and had never owned an American car before, an American vehicle before. And certainly we can't overlook the great continued success of all the truck products within the Chevrolet portfolio as well.
Yeah, I think that's really the trick is that there's a lot of people that maybe have, you know, turned their back on American products. And for me, as somebody who's been driving these cars for the last 15 years and testing everything on the road, before I joined General Motors, is what I learned right away is that any brand perceptions you might have, you know, thinking that you had to go with a Japanese car if you're looking for great reliability or great fuel efficiency, or you had to go to an American car company if you needed a pickup truck, That's just not the case anymore. Those old perceptions are just that old. And so when it comes to car shopping today, it's really more a matter of finding the vehicle that meets your needs and then finding out what the brand is if you can. Because it really is, the price of doing business in the U.S. market is reliability, fuel efficiency, design, you know, value. All the pieces have to be there or it's just not going to work. And so, you know, I hear stories all the time of people, and it's not just General Motors products, but it's also Fords and Dodges and Hyundais and Kias, mm-hmm. brands that you wouldn't, you know, a decade ago were kind of like, not so sure about. Today, they're rock stars.
Let's talk about some of the newer offerings within the Chevrolet portfolio and some upcoming new vehicles on the small side of the equation. Had the opportunity to sit in some of these vehicles in pre-production form at some of the auto shows and so impressed with the interior execution, the amount of electronics available, standard equipment. I mean, again, you know, Americans are... some Americans still think if you're driving a small car, you can't have the killer stereo and the navigation and all that stuff. But those days are gone. You can get all the goodies and the fuel economy in a small package.
Absolutely. And safety as well.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the Chevrolet Sonic. Comes with 10 airbags, which is, you know, that's the old space of a luxury car. So, you know, I think when you talk about small cars, that's really a place that the domestic manufacturers have made a huge jump. I mean, in the Chevrolet stable, you've got the Cruze, which has done very, very well for us. I've got an all-new model for that coming out in about 2 years. The Sonic has been out for almost a year. It's done very, very well. And now we've got the new Chevrolet Spark coming out even below the Sonic. So you've got this kind of tripod of great small cars from Chevrolet now, whereas in years past, Chevy was lucky to have one decent small car. So now you've got three great ones. Same with Ford, you know, the Fiesta and the new Focus has done very well. A lot of people are looking forward to driving the new Dodge Dart. So it really is it's a great time to be in the market. And as you say, find small cars that are going to be nice to your wallet, not only when you go to buy them, but also to run them and do so with great creature comforts and style and sound systems and safety.
James, I was thrilled to hear a number of weeks back that Chevrolet is really stepping up to the plate and supporting the Woodward Dream Cruise.
Sure.
And for those who have never been to this, I mean, this is a million people lining the streets of Woodward Avenue in the Motor City and about 35,000 cars cruising on the third Saturday in August. It is a remarkable event.
It is an amazing thing. If you've never been, you know, as you said earlier, put it on your list. It's got to be done. And the thing I think that's most amazing for me is that it really lights up. I mean, it's got that big Focus weekend, obviously, but it gets crazy very early on. I mean, you can be out there on the Tuesday before the Dream Cruise days officially begin, and there's already people putting chairs out and sitting and watching the normal commuters go around. It's just, you know, there is no city that really embodies automotive passion as much as Detroit, and you really feel it on this event. And so we at Chevrolet are proud to be a part of it. It's the day when everybody gets to bring out their toys and just sit back and show them off.
And there's no rules. It can be a brand new vehicle. It can be a classic. It can be a homemade car. I mean, I've seen school buses going up and down there. It's a real party, and definitely great news that Chevrolet is going to be the big sponsor and being yep. a big part of the Woodward Dream Cruise. But this is so exciting, this brand-new program that you've got going on right now, the Chevrolet Confidence Program. How long is this program going to be running? Is it limited amount of time? How much time do we have to take advantage of it?
You've got almost a month left, I guess, a little bit more than a month. It finishes on September 4th, and it's been on since, about a month now. And the reception from the dealers and consumers has been great. So I don't think it's going to be extending at all because we're clearing out a lot of vehicles, but definitely you've got until September 4th. And if you're looking for a specific vehicle, you know, a special trim or color, I'd suggest getting in there soon because, like I said, this thing is moving a lot of Chevys.
Let's talk about one of the fun aspects of your job. You guys just unveiled the most powerful Camaro ever produced. Who would believe that we would see a ZL1 Camaro with 580 horsepower, 6-speed manual, 6-speed automatic, incredible performance with that wonderful suspension system, enormous yep. brakes, carbon fiber pieces, everything else. And this is a supercar, you know, at a quarter the price of what you'd pay from high-end exotics. And now, you told me earlier today, you guys, I didn't even know this, you guys are going to offer a convertible just around the corner.
Yeah, in fact, I'm flying to Michigan just tomorrow, and we're going to be going out to the west side of the state and putting the pedal to the metal in the new convertible ZL1, which for me, I mean, it's going to be a blast to drive. We had an event recently where we allowed journalists to go up and down the drag strip in Indianapolis and consistently turning, no matter the temperature, consistently turning 12-second runs, which is pretty amazing for a bunch of guys who don't know how to drive. But this convertible version, I'm most excited just to hear it. I just want to go take it out for a nice lumbering drive through some tunnels and let it rip and just change my ear the way they work and what they love hearing.
And talk about an instant collectible. I mean, all these amazing new vehicles like the ZL1, there's no question in the years to come they're only going to appreciate. And we so appreciate you being with us here, James Bell, the head of Consumer Affairs for General Motors, telling us all about this great campaign from Chevrolet. ChevyConfidence.com is the website. And, James, we expect a full report on the ZL1 convertible when you get back.
I will pull up in your front yard. We'll go have some fun.
All right. Sounds great. We'll take a pit stop, and then on the other side, the story, a great new film about the Buick Grand National. Wait till you hear about that. That head.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Herb approached me and one of the projects he asked me to work on were some sketches, some ideation about this concept car called a Grand National. Buick didn't really have any performance platforms as a starting place for the Grand National, so it had to kind of use what we had, and what we had was a Buick Regal.
That's the voice of former Buick designer Gary Smith. After doing the sketches of the car that would become the Buick Grand National back in 1980 at the request of Herb Fischel, who was General Motors head of design at that time. And joining us right now on the program is a gentleman who has put together a wonderful new film. It's called Black Air, the Buick Grand National documentary. It's my pleasure to welcome the director and editor of the project, Andrew Filippone, Jr., to Auto World. Hey there, Andrew. How you doing?
I'm great, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us all about how you got started with this project. This undoubtedly was a big endeavor.
Yes.
What drew you to do this film on the Buick Grand National?
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm not a car guy, and a lot of people are surprised to hear that. I didn't start out looking to make a film about a car. The film I wanted to make, or the idea I wanted to explore, was ambition. That's what I was interested in. I was interested in when the thing you dream of doing lies way beyond your station in life. You know, in other words, being born low but dreaming high. That's what I wanted to make a film about, but I had no way to get at it in a way that was interesting, and I was really stuck for a while. And inexplicably, in January 2009, a 23-year-old memory just came back in my head, mm-hmm. and that memory was the first time I had ever seen a Grand National. And I remember it so clearly for some reason. It was in 1986. I was 16 years old, living just outside of Boston in my hometown. And I was in front of the house on a summer day, looked up for some reason, and there, rumbling to a stop at a nearby stop sign, was this black car. And I had no idea what it was, but it was one of those moments where time stops or time slows, you know, one of those things. And I just stood there looking at this thing, not knowing what it was, but being absolutely struck by it, the sight of it. And all the car did was then just rumble away slowly and disappear into traffic. It was nothing dramatic. But for me, it absolutely stopped me. And I think the reason why was because in my town at that time, all the teenage boys were split into two camps, like in every town. There were the GM guys who drove IROC and Trans Ams.
Yeah.
And then you had the Ford guys who drove 5-liter Mustangs. And they would argue all the time about who was faster, and they would never get anywhere. They would just argue. But what was interesting at that time, both sides knew that there was a third player in the debate. And that third player, though no one, I think, had ever seen one, we all knew that somehow, somewhere out there was this black car. And if you ever found yourself next to it at a red light or something, you were to just, you had to just forget about challenging it because you couldn't beat it, regardless of what you were driving. So I think in my head, I had this image that out there somewhere in my hometown was this black car, this specter roaming the streets, just eating up victims as it went. So it was a very traumatic thing, I guess, for a teenage boy to sort of have that mystery in his head. And so when I saw that black car in front of my house, I think I just intuitively made the connection. Mm-hmm. That must be the car they're talking about. But then that memory, I see it and it goes away, and it doesn't resurface until 23 years later when I'm struggling to find a way to get at this topic that I want to explore in film. So it's kind of a roundabout way and almost unintentional.
Great story. And since I'm from the greater Boston area and I'm broadcasting from there right now, whereabouts did you grow up?
Revere.
Very good.
Yes.
I'm very familiar with that neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So you spent a lot of years working on this project. As a matter of fact, I know our mutual friend Marty Shore, who helped put me together with you, you know, definitely helped you with this project, as Marty is not only a great car guy and automotive journalist, but also ran the public relations area, the East Coast side for Buick. But you talked to him. You also tracked down all kinds of owners, racers, collectors and media. Tell us a little bit about what that process was like.
It was only possible because everyone I met in the Buick community was incredibly generous with their time, with their knowledge. You know, here I was, a stranger, not even a car guy, emailing them, finding them on message boards online, or even calling them and saying, hi, this is who I am, and I have an idea for a film. Would you help me find somebody? Or I found your name in a magazine and I've tracked you down by using Google. It was a matter of connecting first with a user group, an owners group of Grand National owners in Maryland, and then from there meeting one other person who turned me on to somebody else, and it went on like this, really, throughout the first 6 or 8 months of the project in 2009. At that point, I met Marty, and the way I met Marty was someone on a message board sent me a private message saying, you know, every GNX that was produced came with a book, and the guy who wrote the book, his name is Marty Shore. You should talk to Marty. And that's all he said. So I'm Googling Marty Shore, trying to find who is he. And once I found Marty and Marty agreed to sit and talk with me, Marty then started opening up his contact book to me, saying, here are the people at Buick that I know who actually worked on the car. And so it became this me being handed off to the next person, to the next person. And that went on for 2 or 3 years. And again, everyone incredibly generous and open with their lives, with their archives, with their photos, their documents, inviting me into their home. So it was really just one step at a time, finish with this person, find the next person, and track them down. It took time, but it was worth it.
Andrew, I know you've got the first screening of an excerpt from Black Air that's going to be shown just around the corner at the BPG Nationals on August 4th in Ohio. And this year, BPG is celebrating the class of 87, the last year for the Grand Nationals and the GMG bodies, and the only year for the almighty GNX and its production. So that's going to be fun.
Absolutely. We're less than a week away now, 6 days away.
Excellent. Before we go any further, is there a website that folks can go to check out more information about Black Air, the Buick Grand National documentary?
Yeah, two sites, actually. The main film site is gnmovie.com. And GN Movie at this point is basically a single page with a link to our Facebook page. But later in the year, as we get closer to our December release, gnmovie.com will be the place to buy the DVD, do the downloads, buy some merchandise we're going to be making. Second page is the more active page. It's on Facebook, facebook.com/GNMovie, and that's the film's official Facebook page. And a really vibrant, interesting community has developed. Close to 2,500 people participating on that page right now, sharing stories, sharing photos, asking questions. I share all the press that the film receives, and a lot of good conversations going on there.
Has this turned you into more of a car guy?
It has, actually, you know. I mean, I know nothing mechanical about cars. My joke is I know where the gas goes. That's my big joke. And it took me until May of this year, 3 years after starting the project, to finally figure out where the gas goes in a Grand National. It's behind the license plate. I had no idea until I saw somebody doing it. But, yeah, you know, I have a real deep appreciation of not just what cars represent, in terms of cultural, you know, things. The personal connection, the way people feel about the cars mm-hmm. they love. I think that is, it's so interesting and something, you know, that I want to ennoble with the film I make.
Yeah, that's the one thing that really struck me in getting a sneak peek at the first 20 minutes of the film that you're going to be screening coming up next weekend is the personal stories. I mean, mm-hmm. just the passion that these folks have when they mm-hmm. talk about the stories the first time they saw a Grand National, or the folks that actually worked on the project.
Yeah.
And when we come back on the other side, we're going to play another sound bite from the film, and we're going to talk more about this great piece of art. And it's called Black Air, the Buick Grand National Documentary. And we're very pleased to have the film's director and editor with us right here on Auto World, so don't go away.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There is no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Every 40 seconds, a child goes missing somewhere in the U.S. You can help find missing kids by donating a car or boat to Find the Children, a nonprofit organization dedicated to finding missing and abducted children. Fast, free pickup, and your donation is tax deductible. Call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 800-384-7098. 800-384-7098. That's 800-384-7098.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Buick went through a long period of trying to define what it really is. And it came up with four words: substantial, distinctive, powerful, and mature. Substantial, distinctive, powerful, and mature. Those were the four words that described Buick. And then overarching that, premium American motor cars. That was kind of the image. Buick was kind of not able to get the excitement, because excitement was a word that was reserved for Pontiac.
The automotive journalist and author Larry Gustin explaining the general sense of the Buick brand back in the 1980s. It is absolutely true. Buick was not a division that was turning out performance vehicles. And so this vehicle really caught the world by storm. And when we look at the performance numbers, we're talking, by the way, to Andrew Filipponi Jr., who is the editor and director of a wonderful documentary. I had the opportunity to check out the first 20 minutes, Black Air, the grand national documentary, and it's going to be screened first time next week, the same 20 minutes that I saw coming up in Ohio, and we'll tell you about that a little bit further. But, Andrew, just to remind folks, I mean, back in the day there of the 1980s, Buick, much like Buick through a lot of the last few decades, was really kind of an older person's car, and people didn't see it as a performance brand. So when they decided to go with this vehicle, it really surprised a lot of folks, and a lot of journalists really thought this car was, you know, all show and no go. I mean, it had a
absolutely.
And but the truth of the matter is, you know, I don't know how they did it, because the 3.8 liter V6 intercooled turbo, I mean, it wasn't rated at an extremely high horsepower number, and yet it yielded incredible 0 to 60 times. Car and Driver clocked it at 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds, and through the quarter mile, this is in a GNX, at 13.5 seconds at 102 miles an hour. And again, for its time and for a Buick, I mean, this was unheard of.
And for a car with a trunk and seating for five,
exactly,
and a formal roof line.
It is so true. Matt, my producer at GCN Central, why don't we play another cut? This is a Grand National owner, Paul Castle, from Illinois, describing the first time he saw a Grand National as a 14-year-old back in 1984.
All black. Blacked out trim. Sitting on Eagle GT tires, aluminum wheels. I saw a little tachometer and a boost gauge in there. 3.8 SFI turbo on the hood, little bubble in the hood. Saw a Grand National on the side fender. I said, Grand National.
There it is, just like Andrew shared his own personal story of seeing it in Revere, Massachusetts for the first time. It was definitely the paint scheme, the wheel configurations, the blackness of the wheels. It was a mean-looking machine. George Thorogood, did a music video and utilized it in Bad to the Bone. This is a vehicle many people have said, you know, what would Darth Vader drive? And this is the kind of car that you kind of think that would be appropriate for him.
Absolutely. And I think, too, for me, again, being a non-car guy, what really attracted me to it, to get to that idea of ambition, I really sensed those opposites that existed in the car, that coexisted, you know, being the Buick on the one side, but being a world-class performance car in terms of straight-line acceleration. I mean, to get a comparison at that time, you had to compare this car to Ferraris and Porsche 911 turbos to get a comparable 0-60 time, and this car was faster. So for me, that conflict between those two opposites really was where that kind of brutishness, that almost anger that exists in the car came from. For me, it was a car literally trying to crawl out of its own skin to be what it wanted to be, this incredible performance car. So, when I see the aggressiveness of the car, that's what it was always saying to me. I felt like, I get it. I get what you're trying to tell me.
And like you say, the performance for its time just, and even in today's standards, 0-60 in 4.7 seconds is not shabby at all. That's a very, very fast car. And in the film, you tell the story of a gentleman who owned a Ferrari. It was Friday, kind of dressed down day at work, and he brought his Ferrari to work. And he went out, and his pal, who happened to be a police officer, he had his personal car with him, and they decided to do a little informal drag racing to where they were going to have lunch, and the winner was going to pay. And of course, the Ferrari owner thought, like, you know, number one, what is this? And number two, like, you know, I'm not going to have any trouble beating him.
Mm-hmm. And he disappears.
He totally disappears. Yeah.
He disappears. And that was such an impactful moment to the man you're describing, the Ferrari owner. It absolutely changed his life. Literally, it changed his life, and he is now probably the most renowned, the most well-known turbo Buick person in this country, without a doubt. His personal collection, his knowledge of the cars, his passion for the cars, all is traceable back to that one drag race to lunch. So, incredible impact.
Great story. And I love this term that you've come up with, the bad boys from Flint. I mean, strange and curious misfits, and I mean, this is true within a lot of car companies. You know, I've been doing National Automotive Radio for about 20 years or so, and I've gotten to know, you know, some of the folks behind the scenes at some of the car companies, some of the engineers and some of the designers. And, you know, sometimes there are programs, you know, that kind of they do on the side off hours, and, you know, they manage to get something before, you know, an executive that was totally non-approved. And, you know, these guys are very unique characters because, you know, number one, they've got great passion for what they do, but they also have to be a little bit mysterious because they're kind of doing something secret.
Exactly. And the one thing this car had going for it, it was so low volume that almost nobody noticed. That was one of the nice things. You know, it was never going to draw that much attention to itself. Until, of course, 1986, the car and driver road test that really showcased that 0-60 performance. And then all of a sudden, everyone wants one. And if you look at the production numbers, it goes from 5,000 units in 86 to over 20,000 in 87. and they were building them until the end of calendar year 87. Until December 11th of 1987, they were pumping out 1987 Grand Nationals to fill this demand. So I think, if the car were that popular in 84 when it first came out in the black paint scheme, would it have survived? I don't know. It was such a misfit in that Buick family.
So true, and I love the way that you document in the film the building of the last Grand National. I mean, how you were able to obtain that film is really a story in itself. Tell us a little bit about that, and, you know, what a great way to open the film with, you know, this last vehicle coming down this assembly line, which is shutting down again. You know, the sad story of what has happened to the Motor City and Flint and Detroit. You know, so it was not only the death of a great vehicle, but the death of a factory, and still all the workers were, you know, just so celebratory about this last triumph.
Exactly. That car, that last car had to be perfect. And the way that came about, that whole character and that last car came very late in the film, October of 2011. I was contacted out of the blue by a Grand National owner named Baron McGee down in West Monroe, Louisiana, who said to me, "I happen to know the person who owns the last Grand National made. Would you like to meet this person?" And I'd never spoken to Baron before. This message comes in from the blue, and I say, "I would love to." "Yes, of course." So I book a flight to Shreveport, and I fly out there from New York. I take my equipment, and I spend 3 days with the owner of the last Grand National, a man named Bob Colvin. And he has the car in his home. Literally, he built a room in his home for this car, the last Grand National, and he has an incredible personal archive of the video footage you see in the film, photographs, letters from the plant saying this is, in fact, the last G-body to ever roll down a GM production line. So he came to the film late, but once I had that, I sort of reworked the structure of the film to put Bob's story in because it's such an important story. It's so meaningful and historic. I mean, that car has to be acknowledged. It is the last of its kind.
Once again, the first screening of Black Air, the Buick Grand National documentary, the screening of an excerpt from the film is going to be shown at the BPG Nationals August 4th at National Trail Raceway in Ohio. And you can find out more information about the movie at gnmovie.com. And we're going to have you back with us, Andrew. Thank you so much for your time here today.
Thanks, Bob. Really appreciate it.
That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.